Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Thanks again to everybody for tuning in. We're glad to be back.
Yep.
Hope everybody is staying safe, staying at home. I believe the Miami Mayor yesterday said there's going to be a 10 p.m. curfew come tomorrow, Leroy. So
in Miami?
Yep, in Miami.
That's usually when people go out.
I know. It's good. It's like, what do you mean to 10 p.m. curfew? That's dinner.
Yeah. So, I mean, look. If people had been responsible and did what they asked them to do, maybe we would be better off now. But as time goes on and things keep getting worse, then these local governments and state governments have to do more drastic things. That's just the nature of it.
It is. It's unfortunate that you have to save people from the southern. So, like yesterday, I saw Alonzo Mourning was up in the the mass of those, but he was giving out food to people in the community from his Overtown Youth Center, which is awesome. Obviously, an awesome job by Alonzo. But maybe we just put Alonzo Mourning and Udonis Haslem in hazmat suits, and anybody they see is acting a fool, they can just go beat on, give him a couple bows, and then they get pardoned by the mayor, obviously. Whatever it takes. Who? The mayor? He's got to be done soon, right?
He's quarantined.
I think he's got to be done, though, man. He's got to, like, how long is he? It feels like he's been quarantined forever. Let me check. I'll, because he's been doing, like, a running person's diary of his quarantine. Let's see. Francis Suarez quarantine. Let's see.
Anybody call me Francis and I'll kill you.
Oof, he looks like number 10. So he has 4 more days left, it looks like.
All right.
4 more days of quarantine for Mayor Suarez, although everybody should be standing and staying separated at this point. That's the whole point of it now. Thanks again to Ira Windeman for joining us. Obviously, weird day today. It was supposed to be opening day. I was very excited about opening day this year, Leroy. I love baseball. I love having something on TV every single day. We could have maybe been going to opening day this year right after the morning show. Would have waltzed on over to Marlins Park with a boy Triple M, having a good time, you know, cracking back some Slim Jims. It could have been a grand old time, but for not right now.
Ooh. They said Suarez tested positive again.
What do you mean he tested positive again? What does that mean?
It means they tested him again.
So, like, it didn't leave his system?
I don't know. It didn't leave his system.
All right.
So
interesting. So, does that mean he gets another 14 days?
That means he's on lockdown.
Lockdown, son. Hey, at least you got the road done, finally. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So as far as news is concerned, it seems like Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. I'm just going to say it. If you're out here tweeting Drake, he wants out. No, he
Where
wants out,
get
dude.
That?
Dude, if you're out here tweeting Drake lyrics, you want out. What am I supposed to do when you tweet that stuff out, huh? He wants out.
Maybe he wants the coach gone.
I don't know how I'm going to make it out of here clean. Can't even keep track of who plays for the other team. Iconic duos rip and split at the seams. He wants out, dude.
That's what that means.
When he says split at the seams, he's not talking about Bill O'Brien's ass chin. He's talking, I want to split from the seam of the Houston Texans. It's a dumpster fire. I want out. Get me out of here. Take me to Miami. Trade for me, Dolphins.
By the way, they'd get rid of the coach first.
I don't know. He's the GM.
You don't know?
This is what you got
to
do.
What's the hardest position to get in football?
Quarterback.
Okay. So, if you have a disgruntled quarterback that's a top five, maybe top 10 quarterback in the league, what's the solution? There's only one solution. Getting rid of the coach or the coach making it right.
But the coach is the guy in charge of making the football move. So he's got the power to save his own skin here.
Everybody has a boss.
I don't know. I think that he could maneuver. He could make this happen before the boss would see it.
Quarterback, dude. We're not talking about running back. We're not talking about wide receiver. We're not talking about DN.
Not game.
We're talking quarterback. Guess what? If J.J. Watt was disgruntled, they'd get rid of him in a heartbeat. Not a quarterback.
But what if they were offered 4 first-round picks from the Dolphins?
That's a whole different conversation. But guess what?
It is.
Guess what? Their decisions made in the organization, you got to get the okay from up top.
I understand. But if the organization is going
to tell you. If Bill O'Brien goes to his owner, right, and says, I got four first-rounders for Deshaun Watson. And the owner goes, you're fired.
Nah, won't happen. Okay. Because they're going to get a quarterback this year.
Oh, again, we're back to, where's that poll?
Here's the poll right now. Would you trade 4 first-round picks to the Texans for Deshaun Watson? We've hit over 1,000 votes, Leroy. And 71% of the audience says no.
71%.
Seven out of ten.
That would explain a lot.
What does that mean? I don't understand why. Okay, hold on. Maybe some people are just thinking it's irresponsible to trade 4 first-round picks. They want to fill needs, and maybe some feel that they want to get their own young quarterback.
For the last however many years, I've been hearing about getting a quarterback.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And somebody would say, including you, do whatever it takes to get a quarterback. Where else are you going to find a quarterback with 3 years of experience that's 24 years old?
I'm with you, man. There's this guy. This is Jason. He says, Miami comes away with guys like Charles Harris, bust, and Minkah Fitzpatrick traded in the first round, and yet fans wouldn't trade multiple first-round picks for a proven franchise quarterback. I'm with that guy. See, the thing is we get obsessed with these things because they're picks. We don't actually – if we put names to the picks, you wouldn't feel the same way. If you made those first-round picks, the Dolphins' first-round picks over the last years, and you could combine those and get you a franchise quarterback, how would you not do it? It's crazy to me. What are we talking about here? Are we having fun? Come on, man. Look, you know you like – hey, can I tell you something? Let's be honest about something, Leroy.
What?
You like spending willy-nilly on the trades with me, all right? Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
You do. You're having fun. You are.
I want to do responsible trades.
This is responsible.
This is a responsible trade. Because you're getting a proven commodity for prospects. Guess what? When most of the teams trade in baseball, right? When they trade these star players, there's two issues. Who's going to pay the money, and what prospects do I get? That's it.
Sorry, I was just opening a yogurt for my son.
Seems like you're eating some of it.
Well, it got on my thumb. It was delicious. Strawberry flavored. What's that, buddy? No, I'm not on the phone, man. I'm on the radio. I was saying that I opened up your yogurt.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
Telling you. Like, this is why, okay, Like, you want your organization to make big time smart decisions, and you're tired of seeing the same old bad decisions. Yet, that's what you want.
Somebody goes three first rounders, Wilkins, and a second for Deshaun.
No, you need Wilkins. I'm not trading players.
I'm not trading players either. I'm trading picks. And also, let's in this scenario, I think what actually makes us the toughest for this Dolphins scenario is that in this case, you have two of the. It would basically be like the Texans getting two first-round picks because they already traded two first-round picks to get Laremy Tunsil. All right, so they're getting two of their picks back, which maybe they want.
Once you have traded picks away, they are no longer your picks.
The damage is done.
So they become right. They become part of a trade. You can justify by saying, "Oh, I'm just getting my two picks back," but I promise you, if they trade Deshaun Watson, that franchise will spiral into nothingness.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Nothingness? They still got J.J. Watt. He can still be on mic. Going,
here.
Come on.
Here.
Let's go.
Here. J.J. And guess, Watt. And guess what? And guess what? The Dolphins had Jason Taylor. The Dolphins had Cam Wake. Right. And guess what they didn't have?
Quarterback.
And how did that work out for him?
Not great, Bob.
Okay. So, at this point, I wouldn't trade a first-round pick for J.J. Watt.
Oh, no. The damage is done, my friend. He's a ticking time bomb.
Right. With all that being said, if you can, what does everybody say? If you have an opportunity to get a quarterback, you get him.
Did you see this, Leroy? Mel Kiper, not thinking much of the Canes who are going into the draft. He says that Jonathan Garvin, the defensive end, is the only Miami player he can see sneak into the first three rounds, be a day two pick. So not thinking much of the crop that the Canes are putting forth this year, which makes sense off a 6-7 season. Not exactly a surprise. Not like we were booming with talent. Everybody thinks someone's going to be the next Sam Shields.
Here. Watson is not worth four first-rounders. He's good, but he's not that good. He's not a top-10 quarterback, but you can win with him. That's all that matters, dude. That's all that matters, right? If you got a quarterback you can win with, that's all you want.
Well, if I were to tell the Dolphin fan, I said, okay, here's the idea. You basically traded Laremy Tunsil and two first-round picks, and you got Deshaun Watson. Like, right. Think of it like that. Don't think of it as for four first-round picks. Think if I were to trade – first of all, you're telling me that Deshaun Watson's not worth two first-round picks and a left tackle? You're crazy. Like, you wouldn't do that 100 times out of 100? It's just – people get crazy. You put these numbers on things like – four first-round picks, three first-round picks, two first-round picks. You think it's egregious. You think it's crazy to give up two first-round picks to move up and get Tua. You're like, oh, never. I'm like, really? Like, after all we've been waiting for, after we're doing this all, you'd rather just go get a guard and a running back instead of going to get your franchise quarterback? Who am I talking to here? And then we're going to complain about the next year.
Look, guess what? I'm sold on this. Fans down here just want to be miserable. Because if you give them a circumstance or a situation where they cannot be miserable and they don't want to take advantage of it, you just want to be miserable. If I can get you a starting quarterback, a 24-year-old that has experience, right, and is top 10 quarterback in the league at the worst,
and he's 24.
And you're telling me, huh?
And he's 24.
Right. And you're telling me you don't want him. It's too much. You want to just go down the same path you've been going. You want to go to draft every year, and you want to tell the Dolphins who they should draft. You want the Dolphins to take Brady Quinn. You want the Dolphins to do this. You want the Dolphins to, we should have got Lamar Jack. That's what you want to do every year. You don't want to get the guy. Because I tell you what, you go to, I'm going to say, 15 of, I'd say even 20 to 25, 20 to 15 of the players, of the teams in this league, and you ask them, would you take Deshaun Watson to give up 4 first-round picks? How many of them would say yes? You think the Chargers would do that?
Yes.
You think Oakland would do that?
Yes.
Right. There's a couple of teams that would just drop their quarterback. Hey, if you're the Giants, would you give up Daniel Jones and 2 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson?
Their GM's a little bit of a wacko, so I wouldn't put it past them saying no.
If you're the Jets.
Oh, they got bum-ass Adam Gase. He made it, I think, Deshaun Watson is his type of quarterback. Can't count them.
The only team that I don't think would do it is Jacksonville.
Because they're too far away?
Because they've already started the path of tank for Lawrence.
Yeah. But I think in this case, the Dolphins have filled some needs. They're still going to have a lot of picks outside of the first round. Don't forget you have 2 next year, so you're going to have a first-round pick next year. I'm basically making your 1 first-round pick this year, Deshaun Watson. That's what I'm doing. And then you have your first-round pick next year. That's what I'm doing.
Right, right.
You're not going to have 2 first-round picks next year, but your first with the first pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Deshaun Watson. Congratulations, everybody.
So here's the question. And here's how you determine. And here's what determines if you're a good GM. In the next 5 years, will our team be better with the 4 first-round picks or with Deshaun Watson without those four first-round picks?
Yeah, I'd rather have Deshaun Watson.
No, but would your franchise be better?
Yeah, I think you're going to be better with Deshaun Watson.
Right, exactly.
And the other thing is, you know, you always talk about prospecting. Like, I feel like you're taking the margin for error out of this.
Sure.
Because odds are, out of those 4 first-round picks, 2 of them are probably going to work. And right. I don't even mean be elite. I mean, maybe they'll work. If I were to actually take Dolphins' odds from the last years, it'd probably be worse than that, for Christ's sakes, with how bad they've been with drafting.
And basically, if you know your franchise has been bad at drafting, you even more so want to get the proven player.
Text writes in, Dolphins want IG ass models. They're not looking for wifeys. They should be. Deshaun Watson.
That is so true. But Deshaun Watson, that should pique everybody's interest.
Yeah, that's the one you ring up. You lock that down. Anyway, 15 minutes of heat and Tiger King next. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Time to get to a little 15 minutes of heat. Do want to remind everybody to get to Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Everybody stay safe out there. We are very happy to be back. It is day 2 of doing the home studio getup. My family's not sick of me yet, Leroy, even though I'm basically just sitting here. Could basically be calling play-by-play of what's going on in our kitchen right now if I wanted to.
Tommy needs you a little bit longer because you can open his yogurt.
Yeah. They don't play when it comes to covering those yogurts, man. They keep it strong. But the problem
is, I just went and poured acid in my pool.
Why?
Because I got to put chemicals in.
Oh. Is that bad?
Yeah, I got to put some. Is that because all the iguanas? Salt.
Is that because all the iguanas are making love in your pool?
No, I haven't seen an iguana, but I have a leak. I think I have a leak.
Oh, really?
Because the bum ass that did my pool.
Yeah, I remember the days of the old the bum ass pool guy.
It is the worst, and I don't know what I could do. I have a leak in my pool. I know where it is. It's from the pipe that he covered up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm adding water, but then when you add water, you got all this fresh water. You got to add chemicals. So I got 30 pounds of salt. I got to put some stabilizer, calcium, and some acid.
We had Ira Winneman join us last hour, so we did some heat with him. But I did find it, you know, he did put my mind at ease a little bit when it came to the Arison family and everything that went there, Leroy. Just because I was thinking, like, it was like this is probably going to be a pretty big blow to the Arison fortune, at least for a little bit, with all they're sure. dealing with. I know I was, you know, planning to go on a cruise this summer, and I can't imagine anybody feeling like they'd want to do that right now and get stuck. Like my wife and I, like even if we were to go in July, they're like, yeah, but what if something happens and we're stuck out at sea and our kids are, you know, we're supposed to go for our anniversary and we can't get back to our kids because we're quarantined, you know?
You like, you like cruises?
I've only been on one and I had a good time. You can take it or leave it.
I'm with you, Leroy.
Just you.
Not my thing.
Dan, you're not a fan of cruises either?
Oh, no. The motion sickness, the old people, no.
It's not that. It's just, like, you go on vacation, you want to be able to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And being on a boat just seems like I'm limited. Some of these boats are massive, though.
They are massive. Remember that one we went on with Shaq? That thing was crazy yeah. big. Crazy yeah. big. Yeah, I get you, but I just think to the point of he is right. Like if anything, it's not like I think the Arisons are going to need some kind of a bailout and sell the Heat because they've had taken such a blow. And quite frankly, with all the stuff going on, like what else is going to bring you joy if you're a rich guy at this point? I would say probably owning your successful basketball team.
Right. You know what? The one thing that I'll say and you have certain owners that have gone about their life a certain way. And no matter what, that's how they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you have owners who, you know, who always feel like they do the right thing. And the city loves them. The players love playing for them or what have you. And so when you think of Mark Cuban, right?
If I have to.
Say what you want about him. You all know right, he's going to do the right thing by his people.
Crybaby. Yeah.
But he's right. going to do the right thing by his people.
All right, fine.
Right?
Right thing
Mickey Arison.
What about doing the right thing by me? What about giving Dwayne Wade credit for the 2006 finals and quit being a big crybaby about it? How about that? How about not always thinking life is fixed, Mark?
Are you done?
Good guy. Really stepped up in the midst of crisis.
Are you done?
No. It's fine. I just would like, if we're going to give credit where credit's due, let me also take away credit for when he's never grown up and he's acted like a big toddler, all right? He's needed somebody to still open his yogurt for the rest of his life, all right? Spoon feed him lies like, oh, you're right, Mark, it was fixed. Oh, you're right, Mark, Dwayne Wade wasn't owning us that entire season. Oh, you're right, Mark, Luka's not going to leave you to play for the Heat and Goran Dragic. No.
How about Ballmer?
I like Steve Ballmer. He's a crazy person, but
you think he's doing right by his employees?
I mean, it feels like Steve Ballmer could bail out our country by himself if he wanted to. He's that rich.
Again, but so all these other guys.
No, he's
right,
Leroy. When you drop $400 million cash for the forum just because you didn't want to deal with a lawsuit from James Dolan, that's a different kind of rich.
You know what's funny? I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. That sounds like something you would do.
If you know I was why? That rich?
No, you know why? Because the Clippers play in the same building.
Yep.
See, you know what, Clippers? I own the building. Price of rent just went up.
Well, it's just one of these things where he's like, all right, he wants to get out from the Lakers' shadow. So he's going to go try and build this arena. But James Dolan, he doesn't want him to be a pain in the ass. And you know James Dolan loves being a pain in the ass. So how do you make somebody not – what is the price to not have another rich guy be a pain in the ass for you? $400 million.
Yep.
Like, that is crazy. That's crazy. Like, you get James Dolan and Steve Ballmer on the line with one another. It's like, all right, what's it going to take? And he's going, okay, Steve, here's the price. $400 million.
I got it backwards. The Lakers play in the same building. Let me correct myself.
They play in the same building, but this isn't even a Lakers thing. He has to buy the forum. So, to my understanding, it's because James Dolan owns the forum, MSG owns the forum, and he doesn't want to deal with the headaches of the lawsuits because they're infringing on the forum's territory. So he just bought it so he can go build his new arena there. So instead of having James Dolan be a pain in the ass, he'd rather just write him a check for $400 million.
Yup.
Like,
that's beautiful.
That is so crazy with that amount of money. You know, that could have had, that would have saved Tiger King. The guy wouldn't have had to do Plot for Murder if he would have been able to just write the check. But Joe Exotic was a little too up against it. You know, he had to breed tigers left. You know, Joe Exotic, there was at one point, Leroy, where Joe Exotic lost the lawsuit. And so he had to pay a settlement of $5,000 a month. But the catch was, the people he had to pay the $5,000 a month to, they didn't want him breeding tigers and doing cub petting, which is basically letting kids pet the baby tigers. Go tiger. And so he goes, well, how am I supposed to make the $5,000 if you won't let me do what I do? You can't want my money.
Did you see the prices that it costs just to like visit and pet those tigers?
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah. The one in South Carolina, Leroy, it was like, I think it was, he said, what did he say, Dan? His starting price was $300, but no, it could go up to like $600.
Yeah, he was like $380, $670. I'm like $3.80 or $380. And then I realized, it's crazy.
And then some dude like Bobo from Staten Island was like, yeah, and baby tigers, I love them. So I'll pay whatever price it takes. I'm like, huh? You pet a tiger once, you pet it. Yeah, what do you need? You need multiple stops?
So
this guy's bleeding you dry.
So they're basically doing things to pet tigers? What they like, come on, man.
Yep. People want to pet the tigers.
Get out of here.
They're bottle feeding these giant ligers. And I'm telling Leroy, you remember Fat Cat Syndrome?
Yeah.
That you're gonna see in this film, because you're gonna watch Tiger King. You're gonna see in this film fat tigers. Overweight tiger makes me so sad, because I'm looking at this and I'm like, why are these tigers so fat? Oh, they live in a little pen. They can't do tiger things. That's why.
And he feeds them on like $10,000 a year of like prime meat and stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah. Well, the guy in South Carolina does. He does the primo meat.
Yeah. The other guy, he goes
Joe Exotic. He gets the rancid meat off the Walmart truck.
No, he said roadkill.
That's
too.
Why his tigers are fat.
No. Actually, Joe Exotic's tigers are in way better shape than the other guy who feeds the primo meat. Way better meat. Because they're in survival tiger mode. That's why he attacked Joe Exotic. Because there was at one point, Leroy, spoiler alert, there was at one point in the film where he gets in debt, right? And so he has this guy who is like, he's very sketchy. And you always got to be wary of an old bald man who's wearing a biker's bandana. So this guy claims to be like this great millionaire, but it turns out he just rents everything. But this guy basically swindles him out of the zoo, and he actually tries to kill Joe Exotic by spraying his shoes with animal urine. And that makes while Joe Exotic, he's normally, you know, shooting his film, you know, making his little tiger videos, and he peruses around the tiger pen with no problem because he's the Tiger King. Then all of a sudden the tigers are going nuts on his shoes because the shoes have been infested with animal urine.
Really?
Yup.
So who's in jail?
Joe Exotic is in jail for attempted murder. Well, it's not for murder for hire is what they, I believe they call it. Federal crime, because you're paying.
This show is still going on while he's in jail.
Well, it was shot. It started 5 years ago. They started shooting it. And so they got a lot of footage of him outside of jail. And then they have a lot of parts where you're hearing him talk from jail. Because Joe Exotic, if there's one thing Joe Exotic loves more than tigers, it's fame.
Yeah, he filmed like everything he did for 5 or 6 years. Everything.
Yep. Everything.
All right. I got you.
I feel like you're dismissive of this. All right, Quinville. I'm telling you, it's gonna change your life when you watch this. You're gonna be singing a different tune.
We'll see.
We'll come back with more after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Let's check in on our poll for today. This made Leroy very upset.
I don't care about that damn poll.
Why not, man? We gotta finish it where it is.
Just silly talk.
our poll today, because we've decided, because there are no sports going on, I've decided to reach into the old cryptic tweet machine. And Deshaun Watson is tweeting Drake lyrics, which can only mean one thing. He's unhappy, Leroy. It means only one thing. If you're tweeting Drake lyrics, it's because you're not happy with your current situation. Am I right?
No.
I feel like I'm right. So we can you
love where you play but not like your boss?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You can.
What if it's that?
What do you decide? Do you like where you play or do you get away from your boss? And what if your boss doesn't like you? What if he feels like you're going to undermine him?
You don't have a say so.
What if he feels like you're going to come for his job? So he's trying to get at you early.
You ever think of that? Dude, quarterback.
Here's the poll for today. Dolphins, of course, have a bevy of first-round picks, 3 this year, 2 next year. I've decided to take 4 out of those first 5 first-round picks that they have, the 3 this year, and then give the Texans theirs back give the Texans back their pick next year. 4 first-round picks, call them up, and trade for Deshaun Watson. And then the Texans can do what they may. They don't have a disgruntled quarterback. They can go get Tua. They can go get Herbert. Hell, even, maybe they can go take those 4 first-round picks, flip them for Joe Burrow. I'm just throwing it out there. It is a Thursday, so that's what we got for you. And so would you trade for 4 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson? 1,200 votes here, Leroy. Our poll right now is at 71% saying no, 29% saying that they would trade the 4 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson.
Idiots.
Hey man, don't talk to our audience like that. You don't know. Maybe they got good intentions.
Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. For the 71% that wouldn't do that, you get what you deserve being a Dolphins fan. That's it. So
that's it.
When I think about what the fans want. Let me get this straight. They're cool with drafting 4 players with 1 being a quarterback and hoping it works out versus getting a quarterback who you know is productive. Right? That's what I'm taking from that.
Correct. They want their guy.
Okay.
They want their guy.
Their guy.
Their guy. They want to draft a guy who's their guy. Yeah, well, I agree.
Okay,
with
so you would take Joe Burrow. You draft those 4 picks for Joe Burrow? Take those 4 draft picks for Joe Burrow because he's your guy?
Are you talking to me or are you talking to Dolphins?
Fans? Just in general.
I think they would do that, doing those picks and getting Joe Burrow.
Let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
So you would rather have a quarterback who's about the same age. They're 1 year apart.
Yep.
That has 3 years of experience. You don't want him. You want the guy that has no NFL experience.
New car smell.
Right? That's what you're going with.
Yep.
That's you're speaking for the people, and that's what you go with.
You've been in a new car.
I'm gonna tell
I've
you
seen
like
you get
this.
New cars. How good does that smell?
I'm gonna tell you like this. You get what you deserve then. I can't help you. You can't complain about not having something, right? And you're ready to play the Russian roulette with selecting quarterback in the draft.
That's almost the same as reap what you sow.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. To the 29%, right? I like where you're thinking. Not saying it's going to happen at any point.
Oh, it's probably not
going to
happen.
No, of course not. But at any point in time, a proven quantity quantity is better than an unproven.
Well, let me ask you this. If Chris Greer were to call up Bill O'Brien, does Bill O'Brien hang up immediately or does he ponder?
Here's why Bill O'Brien hangs up immediately. Because it's already tough there in Houston for him.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Conversations are already being had, I'm more than sure, with how this is going to play out.
A lot of people upset with him already.
Right.
Laughing at him even.
So imagine going to, say if your boss let you have your way, but he's keeping an eye on you. And then you go to him with this. At what point does owner say, you have lost your damn mind?
I don't even think I'd go to him with it. I think I'd just do it.
Right.
And,
exactly. Exactly.
Because if I'm the owner, I think you're seeing the writing on the wall that he's trying to save his own skin, you know, like trying to get the disgrunt out of the locker room. That's what he's doing there.
But is he disgruntled? It doesn't seem like.
Look,
I mean, Deshaun
Drake
Watson.
You traded his best
Watson,
receiver.
Here. You ready for this? Who was more disgruntled? Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers with McCarthy?
I'll go with Aaron Rodgers, but that's only a thing of time. Like, Aaron Rodgers seemed like he was disgruntled for a while.
Right. I'm just saying. Okay? And who stayed and who left?
McCarthy. He's out.
Because guess what?
But you know who else was disgruntled? You want to know who else was disgruntled? Tom Brady. And who left?
But that's because he set himself up for that decision, and he knows the way Bill operates, and Bill doesn't care.
No, he does not care.
He doesn't care. Like that. No.
He is.
As with most people, right here, you don't get the D-Wade deal in football.
The lifetime deal?
You don't get that. You don't have enough guys on your team to have dead weight. So it's not going to be a quarterback. There's no quarterbacks in the league riding out for $20 million.
Well, people are people are not split on it. A lot of people hate the idea, man. I think it's just because people get scared by the number, 4 first-round picks. They think, like, what? If you really step back and think about it, it's not that bad.
But make up your mind. They said they would trade 3 or 4 for Burrow.
Some would. And I've already come up with a scenario that I think – the Dolphins, if you're going to talk about, and a lot of this is because, you know, at number 5, and we've talked about the issues with Tua, like of his durability, you're not going to get an on-person exam, it seems like, now before the draft. So I'm trying to eradicate risk. I'm trying to get a sure thing in-house. Joe Burrow, some people think is a sure thing. He's more durable. And Deshaun Watson is undoubtedly a sure thing. He's got a resume. So I think that's what you're paying. That's what paying that cost is. It's maybe Tua will be a top 10 quarterback one day. I'm not saying he won't, but I think that you have to be worried. There has to be some level of worry with what he's coming into from a physical standpoint. No.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, Deshaun Watson is a strapping quarterback. I would say this, and I promise you this. Houston won't have any problem signing Deshaun Watson like Dallas is with Prescott.
Dak Prescott? No, I think they'll
Dak Prescott.
Easy. I agree.
Right. You know why? Because no matter what you see, you always have that question about Dak, right? I don't know why. You just do. It's like for all the people that had the question about Ryan Tannehill, right? Like, I'm not saying that Dak Prescott isn't good. But
so what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with the rest of your day, man? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go chemicals in my pool.
Yeah.
I have to go to a germ casserole. The post office.
Ugh.
I know.
No thanks. Pass.
Should I just stick a whole book of postage stamps on the envelope and leave it in my box?
Do what you gotta do, man. I would just get the hell out of there. I went to a post office recently to mail some stuff, and no bueno. That was even before it got crazy with the coronavirus. No thank you. I'm going to be sad today, Leroy, because, look, today was supposed to be a holiday. It was supposed to be America's pastime. It was supposed to be a day of baseball starting up again. It was supposed to be opening day.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking my language. This was supposed to be the start. The national pastime coming to fruition. It was supposed to be this was the year that the Fish were going to take over the NL East. They were going to go out there, put everything together. Yeah. They had Caleb Wiff coming into his own. The Sandman, Jose Urania was coming into his own. All of it was there for us. And now what do we got? We got some video game action. Mickey Rowe is going to be taking on some bum on the Philadelphia Phillies. What kind of a day is this? I present you this. Why don't we take out this coronavirus, this coronavirus, make it a coronavirus. Let's take it out. We have everybody playing in hazmat suits. You have everybody. Mickey Rourke's going to be out there in a mask. Let's play baseball that way. Everybody give away a catcher's mask. We'll have Jorge Alfaro, yeah, lend his catcher's mask to everybody on the base paths so we can go have ourselves a good old fishing game of baseball. Because I can't take it anymore. I miss baseball. I miss it. I miss baseball so much. I want it back. Elizabeth, I miss baseball. The national pastime we ever been this sad since Hulk Hogan took my championship belt at the Royal Rumble. Bring it back. I love you. I love you, Marlins. No further questions, Mean Gene.
Macho, are you crying?
I'm a little sad. I was supposed to get to see Sixto Sanchez this year. I know I got to see JJ Bladé all day, every day this year. I was supposed to play the Yes Flute Chisholm this year. I don't get to see any of my young prospects.
It's coming, Macho. It's coming.
I don't get to see anybody.
You know what?
This is supposed to be the year.
This is going to be a sprint. They ain't going to pay 162 games. It's going to be a sprint. I can't wait.
Now you're turning my language around. You're starting to make me feel a little bit better. Because when we come back, they won't even see it coming. The Phillies won't see it coming. That bum, Ronald Acuna, on the Atlanta Braves won't see it coming. Those destiny New York Mets and Ira Winderman with Noah Syndergaard and his bum elbow won't see it coming. We're coming back. We're going to win these doubleheaders. We're going to take these double dips, like the big elbow, right off into it, going to snap into it like a Slim Jimmy.
Be careful. He's talking about the big elbow. It's going to be a bunch of elbows. Dr. Andrews is going to have a conveyor belt of baseball players this year.
Going to be doubleheaders. He's going to be out there. He's going to be tying them on up, sewing them on up, getting them on out there for a lost season. A lot of surgery is going to be happening. Yeah. Going out there, trying to get it right. But I just miss it so much. This was supposed to be the year. We took 3 years. The Shermanator said this was going to be it. I remember when Emilio Bonifaci, the inside the park home run, 09 opening day. I remember it well. And now we can't do it. I'm so upset.
Macho, just chill. It's just not starting today.
Macho, I don't want to watch Mickey Rourke play video games. I want to pick it with the leather. Hit it leading off. He was supposed to lead off this year.
Relax. It's coming. You got to have baseball today. Here, you want to think something positive?
Yeah.
When has been the traditional first day of baseball? April 1st.
Traditional opening day, April 1st, year.
What's the date?
Today is March 26th. But we were doing that to put the World Series back, having it in a more appropriate coach, more appropriate environment. Now we're going to have, I don't want to have the World Series down here and the Red Sox are playing World Series in our ballpark.
Oh, that would be the worst, fuck.
The worst.
Our workplace.
The worst.
Our workplace. It would be the worst. Oh, my goodness.
Everybody have a great rest of your day. I'm going to go drink.
Wait.
If he has all the power.
Here's what's going to happen. Right?
Hello?
Hey, it's Bill O'Brien.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
What up, Flo?
What's up, Bill? What's up, man? How's that ass chin? Well, never listen to a man with an ass chin. The trade of DeAndre Hopkins was a sin.
You're an idiot.
Let's go. Guests on 790 The Ticket appear on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.